The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Friday morning, it was almost 24 hours ago that we learned that O.J. Simpson had died, the star athlete, media personality, and accused killer died of cancer yesterday. Jason Nathanson, ABC News entertainment correspondent in Los Angeles, joins us right now to talk a little bit more about the really complicated legacy of O.J. Simpson. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
You're there in Los Angeles. You were there when the murder trial was going on. This was just a wild time, and we were all reminded of it yesterday, weren't we?
Yeah, it really was a wild time for the country, a crazy time for Los Angeles, because you remember this came right after the Northridge earthquake and the riots that all happened within a couple of years here in Los Angeles. And then you had the trial, which you know, started with, of course, the horrible news about the murders, and then the Bronco chase, and then the trial that everybody watched, and then the verdict, which was watched by 150 million people, which is something that, you know, that's 50 million more than the average Super Bowl gets. And it's something that we'll never really see again as kind of a collective conscience for the country, because just the way everything is fractured, the media landscape is fractured, and people don't pay attention to stories in the same way that they did. So this was something that captivated the country's attention. And of course, O.J. Simpson was one of the biggest stars in the world, not only in sports, but in media and acting and, you know, all kinds of things. He was beloved. And for this to happen, we haven't seen a downfall like this, such a switch from the most beloved celebrity to the most hated and reviled. We haven't seen that ever before, and I don't think we'll ever see that again.
No, you're right. And people that weren't that aren't old enough to remember, people that weren't adults when this was happening, they don't realize how big a star O.J. Simpson was. He was huge, wasn't he?
He was absolutely huge. He was LeBron James and The Rock combined, or even more, maybe. His star was so big. From his early football days, people watched him from USC, and he won the Heisman Trophy, and then, you know, he was the highest paid player in the NFL. When he retired, not just during the height of his career, when he retired, he was still the highest paid player in the NFL, which is that rarely happens, that you leave on such a high. And then after that, following it up with a career in TV and Roots and in movies like The Naked Gun and other stuff. And of course, the Hertz commercial, everybody remembers him running through the airport, which was groundbreaking at the time, because he was the first black man to be the face of a corporate campaign like that. That had never happened before. So he was just the one of the biggest and most beloved celebrities. You know, I think some people, the closest thing maybe you could compare to is the downfall of Bill Cosby, mm-hmm. going from this such beloved figure in the American landscape to somebody who was just, in his later years, such a pariah.
Yeah, pretty incredible. While we got you here, Jason, I want to ask you about Civil War. There's been a lot of talk about this. It's about, a not too distant future America that's bitterly divided as we are right now. Thoughts on Civil War?
Yeah, this is a new movie from filmmaker Alex Garland, who gave us Ex Machina in 2018. And this is a movie that examines not the Civil War of the past, but the coming Civil War, a Civil War that could possibly happen. And I think, years ago, you would say Civil War in America, that's never going to happen again. I don't know that it's going to happen now, but it certainly doesn't seem like such a far-fetched thing, given the broken dialogue and everything we've seen over the past couple of years. It really does seem like a lot of different factions are at each other's throats. So this movie doesn't examine particularly how they got to the Civil War. Mm-hmm. It's happening in the film, and there are sides. We don't really know about what the sides are fighting for or against. That's not the point of the movie. This movie is really a movie about journalism. It's about the journalists who would cover something like this, the toll that takes, the carnage that they witness, and how it can happen here. It's not just something that happens in war-torn countries in the Middle East or Africa or somewhere else. This could happen here if we don't fix this broken dialogue that we have.
Intriguing idea. I think a lot of people are going to go see it this weekend, aren't they?
Yeah, it could be the number one movie this weekend, unseating Godzilla Kong.
All right, we'll see. Jason, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
All right, take care.
Easy. Bye-bye.